You're listening to the show about abysses and taxidermied coyote heads. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I shared the recap with you, Eric, a few minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
A few months ago!
He said minutes.
A few months ago. Nothing is working.
Don't
guys, just
listen.
Nothing worked
don't
tonight.
Play. Okay, good.
Wait, KT, is the boom actually working?
No, I'm holding
it. Oh, you're holding it.
I'm holding it in place.
Hostage.
Because I feel like if I at least have this to hold, like otherwise I'll eventually get tired of it and put it down.
Yeah. I hear you. Adam's very expressive today.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I'm just observing. It's data.
From TNG?
Yes! No.
Which started airing in the 80s, which I didn't believe. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Before we go, no, wait. Adam is like blurring out when we talk. What's that setting? You don't hear that every
he
time?
He knows the settings.
Yeah, okay.
Knows the setting.
And Abby keeps dropping out, but that's been happening for months, and it makes me sad.
All right.
I'm still dropping out?
Yeah,
like, I just fixed all my settings.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you just did it, maybe it will do something.
It was like 5 minutes ago.
We can still hear you. It's just like more like the laugh and stuff.
I really wonder if I need a different mic.
The high A's.
I know that was fun. Oh my gosh. I hope that's in the recap because that just sparked some memory. And I don't remember anything else.
Oh. Yeah.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my God.
We don't need this situation. We don't need no carnival. No funhouse mirrors in the trapped room. Poison darts leave Roscoe alone.
Hey, coyote, leave them captives alone.
All in all, you're just a nether god with some gall. All in all, you're just a nether dick that will fall.
Is that what dicks do?
Yeah.
Will don't need no stuffed coyote. So he does his best Chevy Chase. He takes its head off back to Bathwack. Bathwack, leave that head alone.
No, seriously, you're pulling out all the stuffing. Dude, what?
Hey, Bathwack, leave that head alone.
You messed up, Bathwack. Why don't you try going through that door?
All in all, you're running into another brick wall. And after that, you'll run right through a blank mirror.
That's true. You're
God, I forgot about that.
We look through the other mirror. Where we see a spinning tunnel.
With a door to a hall of mirrors. Dun, 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 dun. Do, 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 bubby. Mirrors showing bizarro clones.
Creepy, creepy clones. Creepy fucking clones. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey! Mirrors! Please leave us alone!
From the mirrors comes two monsters made of crystal. But which one is just another mirror in the hall?
Bathwack throws a javelin.
Amazing.
An unseen servant helps wash her with string. We'll cast invisibility. Rafina sings at the top of her lungs. Monster! Leave my friends alone!
Oh my god.
And the mirror monster begins to fracture. Cause all in all, he's just another dick that will fall.
If you don't eat your bullcry dice, you can't have any mustard. Hey, how can you have any mustard if you don't eat your bullcry dice? Alright, this has been a Pink Floyd dice recap. You get it?
Yeah.
A mashup, eh? Bullcry dice, Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd. To the back of the wall. Pink Floyd dice. Alright. Okay.
Yay!
You made yourself laugh so much. It was adorable.
That's one of my favorite things is when Adam has his quiet laugh at himself. I love that.
And it was a month ago.
It was more than that, wasn't it?
No.
About a month.
No.
Yeah.
Nice job.
That was so great. That was so great. I love all the voices. Oh my god. The kids, the higher pitched. That was so funny.
You're gonna send out the lyrics, please, so at least Mark Jessen can have them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if anybody had done Prick on the Wall before.
No. And I know that because I know when I did my Pink Floyd song, nobody knew what the Pink Floyd song was.
I probably did.
You did, but nobody else had heard. And it was like the first experience where we found out that Abby didn't know Pink Floyd, which was like a shock to me.
I know the big ones, but I don't know. It's a big hole. It's a hole.
Yeah.
In my wall.
I have so many holes. Like, I definitely do not know. It was like... I don't know. Something about Pink Floyd made me think Abby would know Pink Floyd. Well, also something about Abby, obviously, but, you know, just seemed like an Abby because of the David Bowie. I know it's not the same, but, you know.
No, but it's like, yeah, I hear you.
I was excited by Pink Floyd dice.
Yes. I know. Has that been
done before?
And no. The mustard? Of course not.
That was great. That was great. I love that.
Thank you.
All right. Does everybody remember? That's a pretty good recap.
Nope.
I guess so.
Come on, Abby.
Eric, I do. Closer to your mic.
I'm right here. It's right here.
Now you turn it up.
I don't know which one is mine. Here, look at which one is red when I go like this. Do you see which one?
It's that one. It was that
just
one.
Just that you were a little far away.
Okay. KT turned me up.
Good.
You turn me on. I'm a radio.
What's that?
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Floyd.
I don't know that.
You know some Joni Mitchell, though.
Yeah. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning.
Yeah, that's because I love that song.
That's a good song.
The first one that comes to your head.
Skating on a River. Or something.
It's called River, but yes.
That one.
That she could
say. I did that one. I recapped it.
Yep.
That one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, we've gone through one round of combat so far.
So just at the end was like, I don't even have it in my notes. Like, so Rafina sang a note and exploded a mirror guy.
One of them began to fracture.
Amazing. Okay.
The new one.
But I forget, the new one began to fracture, mm-hmm. which means that it's the real one. Or, right?
Or maybe it's another one. I don't know. Or maybe I don't. That was a weird pose for Eric to make.
So yeah, Abby sang a high A and fractured the surface of one of them. Roscoe tied a string to the first one.
Yeah.
And Bathwack and Will are invisible.
Yeah.
So it's less confusing because you can't see yourselves in the reflection. So
I can't see the map. Are we supposed to be able to? Because this is black. Oh, weird. Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't realize it would zoom me away from it.
Oh, do I only have that revealed? That's weird.
Oh.
Why is that? Hold on. You should know where you are relative to where you've been. Get out of here.
It's the battle dome. It's the battle tangle.
Battle dome.
Battle tangle.
Oh man, I'm scared of these guys.
I'm gonna reveal the map as it should be revealed.
I was just remembering that these duplicates, one of us is real and the other two are reflections.
Yes, but you
right?
don't really know which one. So
it's
a way to reflect. How you don't know exactly where things are due to the reflections.
Okay. There. And so when I sang my note, you said the new one mm-hmm. cracked.
But then one of them looked at you, and you think you are the Rafina that's in the upper right.
Okay.
But yeah, we are at the top of initiative order. And okay. Bathwack is at the top because Abby's a chicken and always drops down to one. Because they always roll great on initiative. So Bathwack, yes. This mirror diamond creature has duplicated itself in front of you. And what appears to be the new one is kind of cracked after that high note that's still kind of ringing in the air. You are invisible and you can tell that you are. So you know where you are. You're right next to them. So what are you doing?
As soon as I attack, I'm not invisible, right?
Correct.
Totally to attack them.
Which one?
The cracked one, I think.
Okay, so that would be the one to the right.
Yeah, the one to the right.
Okay.
I have to catch up and remember how much of things I have left. In fact, I don't remember if I have any spells active.
Active? Ooh, that's a great question. I don't have track of that at all.
You mean prepared, or is that different from active?
He means like something that he cast that would be ongoing.
Yeah.
I don't think I have. Well, if I do, I'm going to just forget it. I'm going to just drop it. So,
that's my plan all along.
I'm going to cast Thunderous Might. It's a bonus action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to chop away.
All right. Go for it.
All right. Wait, did that work?
I see two twice. Different attacks.
All right. I mean, I'm going to have two attacks anyway, so
right.
chop, chop.
And Thunderous Might doesn't change anything to hit. It's just once you do hit, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So the first one does miss, but the second one hits.
Okay.
So you do 10 slashing, 8 radiant, as well as your Thunderous Smite, which I think you have to roll manually.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So that is 9 thunder damage. So that is a total of 27 damage. And this thing, which its skin was already sort of fractured, your first blow tinks off of its sort of shoulder, but then the second one, you come around and you catch it in one of those cracks that Rafina formed with her IA, and you cut in, and as you do, your sword emanates out this thunderous clap, and the whole thing shatters.
Ooh!
Oh, cool.
And it is gone.
And all the pieces are blown 10 feet away and knocked prone.
Right. It would have to succeed on a strength save if it weren't little bits.
So I attacked and I used a bonus action. Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to move. No, I'm going to stay right next to the other one.
Okay. And you are no longer invisible.
Hello.
So I'll get rid of that. How do we get rid of it? Oh, there we go.
But then he probably has reflections.
Correct.
Again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Okay.
All right. So everybody wipes all the diamond dust out of their eyes. Roscoe, you're somewhere, and you have a string, though, tied to the one that still remains. What are you doing?
And the string didn't help Roscoe determine which one he is?
I don't think we got there yet. That was like your whole turn, was making this unseen servant and run out to connect a string to the creature itself, and then basically your turn was over. So, I guess, tell me what you do now that you have that, and I'll tell you what information you have.
I feel like, for some reason, I feel like, in my mind, in the last session, that meant that the one, that this one, closest to the monsters, was Roscoe. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong in misremembering. So
I kind of have that same thought. I don't know why I wouldn't have gotten rid of the other two Roscoes, but that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I feel like it makes sense that
maybe
Roscoe
then followed the string and
the unseen servant connected the string to the monster.
Move. Yeah. Okay, I think that makes sense. Yeah, you were probably, that one was probably somewhere else. So yeah, I think you're next to the thing.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Then Roscoe will attack the remaining mirror monster, okay. And he's going to do so with a shillelagh quarterstaff, which I forget how I played it back in the City Gang hideout, but I think that the first time he shillelagh'd his quarterstaff, it was by accident, the classic. But this time he's remembering kind of that the surge of power that he was able to create in his quarterstaff in the City Gang hideout, and he's doing it on purpose now, kind of maybe not fully understanding it, but he's intending it for sure.
Okay, cool.
So I'll roll my two-handed quarterstaff.
Yeah. Do you like have a stick all the time?
I think I had it that like he has a way of like hiding his quarterstaff, like it like connects under his like coat.
Okay.
He like he binds it to his side or to his back or something.
Mm. Got it.
I don't know. Suspension of disbelief.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like so pillow. We always are pulling out random shit.
I'm just asking if I should be picturing. Ooh.
Yeah, I've never drawn him with a stick. I forget about it. Oops.
Yeah, I forget about it until I have to melee attack.
Right. That's what happens.
Well, that's a 25, y'all, which definitely hits.
Nice.
So go ahead and shillelagh it up. Shillelagh.
That's 12 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
12. And Roscoe is like, I think he had been kind of in this kind of trance with the mirrors last time, and was kind of like very enamored with this image of himself as a young nude man, young nude Roscoe.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's my favorite band.
As far as he's concerned, in a weird way, like these mirror monsters are kind of like harshing his mellow, kind of like interrupting him from him admiring his cock.
That's covered with a leaf.
There's a leaf.
Adam. It's not a, the leaf isn't big enough, are you saying?
No, I'm saying it's a big leaf.
It's a really big leaf.
Oh, so he's like he's channeling the kind of the youthfulness that he was like kind of seeing and pursuing mm-hmm. in the mirrors. And so he's like really intense. He's like, oh, like square jawed, he's squaring his jaw. He's got this intensity in his eyes, and he's fucking like he feels young again.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
He's taking off his clothes as he's heading. Yeah. All right.
Is
2 meters
enough? Is 2 meters enough? I guess the most giant leaf in the world is 2 meters long.
It might be.
Giant taro leaf.
Right. This is D&D. It's fantasy. Who knows how big
Amazing.
The leaves are?
That's right.
2 meters.
Only Adam knows, and we'll never know. We have to That's find right. Roscoe's OnlyFans.
All righty.
Oh my gosh.
Is that everything, Roscoe?
Probably. Unless, well, yeah, I guess I can't. Roscoe doesn't have 2 attacks.
Probably not. That sounds unlikely. I'm surprised he has 1.
I guess I wonder if... I mean, like shattering a like a mirror, not the monster, would that be a... Could he do that? As like a bonus action?
I don't think so, no.
I forget what the action economy is for Roscoe.
I don't think that would be a bonus action. It's like its own separate attack, kind of.
Yeah, all right. I guess that's Roscoe's turn.
Okay. All right. So, this shiny, diamondy, hulking creature, it created a copy of itself, which immediately shattered, and then it got smacked with a stick, and some of its diamondy bits went flying off.
Diamondy bits.
It places a hand on a mirror near it, and you see some of the... It kind of cracks the mirror as it puts its hand on, and some of the cracks from the mirror come up and fill in some of the gaps that Roscoe hit.
Unfair. Just kidding.
Unfair. I agree. No, just say it.
And then it reaches out with both hands and tries to claw at both Batwack and Roscoe. And it tries to hit Roscoe twice and Batwack once. So we're going to do that here. So this first one is against Roscoe. It's a 12 to hit. I doubt that hits.
That misses.
And then Batwack. It's a... Oh, what is the keystroke for that? It's this. It's that.
Is that good or bad?
Natural one.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I never know what that's.
I can't interpret it anymore. It's a whole other language.
Yeah.
And then against Roscoe again, that's a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah, all right. So,
Roscoe dodged the first one like really nimbly and like then was like smiling like Batwack, like look, I'm young again.
And I smiled back, and then the monster was like, what? And it totally missed me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. and then Roscoe so pleased with himself that he totally was distracted.
And this diamond sharp diamond talon slashes across your chest, and you take 6 slashing damage.
Jeez.
Cuts clean through the leaf.
Yeah.
All 2 meters. But it's going to stay where it is. And now, Will.
Yeah.
You're still invisible.
Yes, I am.
You see this thing lashing out with its taloned hands.
Right.
You're still invisible.
Yes.
As you like it.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Can you say I'm invisible again? Because I am not becoming uninvisible.
Great.
I know, it's really bad. But I'm actually going to try to fix things. But this doesn't actually represent mirrors, right?
It was just judge the position of the mirrors. Okay. It's illustrative, not...
All right. I think in seeing that the monster touched the mirror and like healed itself, I don't even know if this is going to work, but Will has various like inks. He has glue. He has a bunch of stuff like that.
Solvents.
So I'm going to be going over, well, I'm going to be trying different things, but it's one at a time, I'm assuming, per turn. So I'm going to go over and I'm going to try to spread some of this ink on the mirrors and maybe make them less like make it easier to, I don't know if that's going to help, because I think we attacked the mirrors last time or something hit the mirror and it didn't break the mirror. Is that right? Like we couldn't break
that
the,
sounds familiar.
Like we hit the mirror and
someone
it didn't
did
break.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're impervious. I don't think everybody tried. I don't remember.
Okay, I'm sorry, because it's been a long time. I think back then I was thinking the mirrors can't be broken. Will. And the other thing I tried to do was make a mark on it, and I think it went away. Like I tried to make chalk marks on them to like kind of, but you said that it went away. I don't remember.
That's right.
I can't remember that. That was before the fight started, I think.
All right, well, I feel like I'm cheating because I just said both those things and I'm looking at your face and I don't know. But now I feel stupid because if the chalk came off, maybe the ink will too. But I'm still going to try it because I don't think me becoming visible is going to help anything.
Okay.
There's going to be more reflections and I'm not strong anyway. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to try to kind of go near him and I don't know if that's even possible. Not seeing myself or like how confusing that would be walking through the mirror hall.
Your invisibility is giving you the advantage to be able to move more easily through. So you can go wherever you want within distance.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move my guy. Like I don't want to go right up in his crotch and get killed. So I'm going to try to go nearby and literally be throwing ink like across the way and trying to surround him with like dirty mirrors, hoping that maybe that will do something.
Okay. So the mirrors around him, not him himself.
I mean, if he's so if you see where I am,
it's close enough.
Like it will probably spray him too because I'm just spraying it around. I'm not like running in a circle around him. I'm kind of trying to spray it across the mirrors that I'm close to, but across the way, you know, anything like that.
Yeah. So that helps to
picturing Will with like a hose,
like Scarface,
spraying out of a hose.
Yeah. Say hello to my writing friend.
Nice.
So yeah, there's sort of ink splashed all over, which helps to minimize the reflection-y stuff in this area. So yeah, anybody within the next round who attacks the mirror thing will have advantage.
Oh, good.
Woo-hoo!
All right, I hate to break it to you, Abby. I'm so sorry. I waited as long as I could. You're muted.
Abby, you're muted, and also, are you remembering that you're doing the recap next time?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I'm taking copious notes.
Copious.
So
I'll remind you. You believe your position is equatable to the upper right, Rafina.
Got it. And I actually had that in my notes last time. I found my second page.
Yay.
I know, crazy, right? So I'm not moving at this moment anyway. Here's what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm going to call my guardian of faith, which in the past has been Aunt Booty. And today it is going to be a smoky, wispy genie.
Smoky, smoky.
We're going to see who wins between smoke and mirrors. Ha ha!
Nice.
All right, where's this genie going?
Right, and that's what I was trying to decide.
Anywhere within 30 feet of you.
All right, so yeah, I want to, and it's not going to hurt any of the people who are nice to me. So I'm going to put it as close as I can to Diamond Head Man here.
Yeah, do you want to move it or?
No, I'm happy with your choices here. He's in the square right next to him.
Yeah, he's large, so he's actually in a bunch of squares.
Oh, he's large.
Yes, he's large.
Good looking.
And he's large.
And he's large.
Genie. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, so.
Why is he? What is he? Is that? What the heck is the weirdest looking?
Yeah,
what
genie? I just searched genie in free he assets looks like on Roll20.
He has an eggplant head. Like,
it is an eggplant genie.
All right.
It is a bizarre image, yeah.
So, any creature hostile to you that moves to a space within 10 feet of the guardian for the first time in a turn must succeed on a dex save, and then they take 20 radiant damage on a fail or half as much on a success. And it vanishes when it is dealt a total of 60 damage.
That's right.
Ooh.
All right. Is this just kind of hovering there menacingly? Does this very have menacingly. Any kind of connection to Rafina's past or her hidden identity? I mean, ooh, sorry, excuse me.
Hidden identity. The smoke, well, I'm not sure if I can try to control the physics in the room here, but
I'm sure you can, Abby.
Yeah, well, Once in a while I try. The wisps of smoke that you see in the reflection, you don't see it happening in the spot where the genie is, but the wisps of smoke, each tendril curls into an eyeball.
Woo!
And the eyeball is looking very judgmental.
Ooh.
I don't like it.
Is the fact that the guardian vanishes when it's dealt a total of 60 damage, is that a commentary on the unsustainability of faith? Because that resonates.
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't mean to bring it down.
Disappears, but I just had to think it through. Like, I'm thinking very dark.
Yep. That's the end of the show.
Yeah. Wah, wah.
All right, Bathwack, there's a bunch of judging eyes floating in front of you, but they don't seem to be looking at you. They're looking at this diamond creature that you tried to hit and kind of succeeded.
I'm not sure what to attack now.
What are you doing?
I'm kidding, you know, I want to do something else, but I think I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Maybe I'll...
That I did? Are you copying me?
You got dueling genies. Never had a friend like me. That's on my banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job.
I saw the cutest video of Robin Williams and his mom.
Oh, you showed it to me.
It was so cute. It's like a 5-minute long video.
It's like an interview with them together.
Oh my gosh, I gotta see that.
The sweetest thing in the whole world. She loves him so much. You can just see. Oh, it's so cute. I gotta find it and send it to everyone.
I'm gonna cast Compel Duel on the mirror guy.
Ooh, Duel. Compel Duel.
Compel Duel.
Nice.
This is exciting.
I'm just gonna, you know. I'm going to do it in a cartoonish way. I've got my sword drawn. I'm just going to go with my hand, you know, gesture.
Oh. Matrix, 1999.
Yeah. Oh, is that from? Oh, yeah, it is from. Yeah. Just like that.
Heck yes.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Is that a save or?
It's a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has to stay next to me. Yeah. Do you want me to copy and paste this stuff in there?
It rolls a 20, so it may not be relevant.
Doesn't matter.
Yikes.
All right.
This mirror thinks he's better than Bathwack?
Too wise, mirror monster.
Okay, so then. It doesn't duel, or it duels and wins?
You see it like doesn't. Shake with laughter, but you don't hear anything.
Ooh. All right. I hear jingle bells.
Yeah, there's got to be a little tingly.
Yeah, that's what you hear. I'm going to play Jingle Bells on its mirrors.
Ooh.
Apparently that was originally a Thanksgiving song, you guys.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess they talk about the pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. Wait, is that the same? No, that's Sleigh Bell. Sleigh Bells ringing, ting, 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 too. I have lots of Christmas songs in my head right now. Woohoo!
It's November.
Not for long, though.
I love it. I'm a little child. I don't care.
It looks like we got a 13 and a 13 to hit.
These two attacks are going to be no good.
Oh, Alex, I have some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
You're right. Oh, wait. No.
What? Advantage?
Ink. Advantage.
Yay!
And not to mention, don't forget the Guardian of Faith, if that helps at all.
I don't think it does.
It doesn't, but don't forget it.
I won't forget.
I can't forget its judging eyes.
Mm-hmm. It's not looking at you, but so, clearly you have a
scrap
complex.
Scrap those. I need two attacks with advantage.
I wanted to know if the... Yeah, you need two more attacks. If the tendrils, like, curled into the outline of an eye, or if the ends of the tendrils were like eye stalks.
No, it goes into the shape and even like a little bit of the eyelashes. And mm-hmm. for some of them, it's the eyebrow so that it looks particularly
like
contentious.
Okay, good. I feel better now.
Yeah, I thought you would.
All right.
What?
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Oh!
What just happened?
Well, that's the advantage roll. Oh, wow.
The first two rolls were two 13s.
Whoa, wait. Did Alex roll those?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I forgot to play the right sound.
Oh, 220s. Spanakopita. Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
Spanakopita.
That ever
awesome. Goodness gracious
and
me.
Such rapidity, such sequentialness. Rapidity.
All right.
All right. So, that's a 25 damage and a 31 damage.
Oh, well, you know what? But I don't get both those hits. Like
That was your first one?
Shouldn't the grouping be like my first one was two 13s, which is nothing.
I see.
The second one is a
okay.
Oh, he's so paladin-y.
All right. Well,
but
we'll take the better one cuz it's two crits. Like what the fuck?
Yeah,
but so it's that's fine because
31 and you get plus the max damage because that's my weird crit roll rule thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so... let's just make this really, really fun. And,
okay.
And I'm also going to spend a level 3 spell slot for the extra radiant damage.
All right. What does that mean?
So this divine smite. It means we'll do an extra this much radiant damage.
Okay, describe destroying this thing.
Oh my god. Holy
is this sad? I mean, did you want to fight it
plus
for longer?
No, please. Dispatch with it.
Get rid of it. Thank goodness. I'm just fucking throwing ink around. What the hell am I doing? Help me, Bathwag!
Will's fighting style is like all. Kindergartner, like in a room. Like, I'm gonna paint the walls.
Or Pornhub, one of the two.
So due to whatever Will did, I can just see the vulnerability in this creature, and I guess I just hit it extra hard.
Yes.
So I don't know what you describe what I did to it because I don't know what it's made out of. But
no, you do it.
You
I do too
it.
Much describing.
It's made out of diamond.
It's made of crushed diamonds.
Not crushed diamonds.
Covered in ink. You have a sword. Go to town.
You're asking Alex to talk, who talks less than you, and you you poor people. What is going on here?
I think that I see some, crack in this smooth diamond surface, and it's right at, like, head level, and so I cleave its head off, but then the whole thing just kind of explodes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like glitter, and we'll never get it out of the carpet.
I know. Like, are we okay?
If any of you have a mustache, it's fully in your mustache.
It's like one of those Christmas beards.
I mean, I would almost say with this much damage, like, there's like all of the shards just like go and like impale themselves into like a nearby mirror or something. Like the force
or party
of
member.
Yeah.
Or party member. Who's closest? Will?
Yeah, this thing shatters into nothingness.
Awesome.
That must sound really cool.
Yeah.
Damn. Kind of like rain.
I feel like there's a movie where something explodes into glitter.
Sounds like this.
No, that's so depressing. Doesn't sound like that.
Does the door open when it explodes?
Yeah, does it?
No.
Oh, just a lame sound effect with no diamond. Why don't you have exploding diamond sound effects?
Oh.
Ooh.
That's the closest I got.
That sounds a little bit like dogs, but yeah.
Yeah, there is an outhouse involved.
Yeah.
And he explodes.
That's pretty good.
My guardian of faith is disappointed that it didn't get to really help.
Yeah.
But the eyes sort of close.
Ooh.
And then they sort of swirl into a smoky lamp.
Ooh.
And go poof.
Eric, you have a sound effect for this. It. What letter does poof start with?
P.
Perfect.
Hey! All right. So I'll get rid of your duplicate little dudes.
Oh, we're safe now? Okay.
Yeah.
We win!
We're safe. We did
you
it.
You guys did it. Good job,
where's,
everybody.
Where's evil Bathwack? I want to talk to that guy.
Mm-hmm. Do we still see those weird ones every once in a while?
In the reflections, yeah.
They're still there.
Now that you're not distracted.
Can I find? Can I? Well, I'm afraid I'll get separated from everybody.
Well, that was exciting.
Oh, Roscoe, I'm glad you're okay. Everybody, can I see everybody? You all stop being invisible. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm still invisible. I'm over here.
Never mind.
Now, I forget if we've talked about this, but could you guys remind me who or what is this coyote and why is he trying to eat us? Like, what? Like, I thought that the coyote was like another god that was supposed to be like a friend. So, what?
That's what we thought too.
Yeah, this doesn't seem very friendly, does it?
Seems like the captivating is actually about what it does to captives instead of being captivating.
But I mean, maybe there's something wrong with it.
Oh.
Like, maybe it's sick. I don't know.
Will takes out the head and puts it on his hand like a puppet and goes, yeah, it sure is.
You're invisible.
Fuck me, right, guys? Yeah. It's invisible too. And then I hang my head. I hang my head and realize nobody can see me. Damn it! I was holding up the stupid head, you guys. Nobody saw it. Damn it! I'm not becoming uninvisible in case one of those things comes back.
But we can hear
you. Get out of this room.
Oh, I was hoping. Yes, the way the spell worked, the head was just floating.
I know. That was. I wish I could choose. I wish I could choose.
It's all hand wavy because, like, you're touching the floor. So is the floor invisible?
Right.
Like your bags, you probably want to be invisible, and your clothes, right? It's not like the Invisible Man where you wrap yourself in bandages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I want to do an invisible puppet show with a captivating coyote's head, I can't. It's messed up.
That's right.
Unless you have to cast invisibility and then pick up the head separate from you. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, does it become invisible?
I don't know.
Wait, you have to decide.
No, I don't.
Okay. Great. Okay, well, can we get out of here? This is terrible, this fucking mirror room. What if another of those things comes back? Let's get out of here, no? There must be another way to go.
Well, you see Bathwack looking around, sort of seems like he's looking for someone.
Bathwack, it's a reflection. It's a reflection.
No, I mean, maybe it's... Do you think... I mean, Rufina was foaming at the mouth.
I'm not now.
I know, but maybe these people are real. Maybe that's the killer. Maybe that's the killer, Rufina.
If it was foaming at the mouth, though, maybe that's... It's a reflection on the coyote. Maybe he's rabid. Maybe he is sick.
Oh, does that mean we have it now? We're in it.
Yeah, it's contagious for sure.
All right, we need to get out of here.
Would it help if we somehow navigated the rest of this space with our eyes closed?
Ooh.
No, thank you, says Will.
Let's do a chain. Hold on to my hand. Here we go. Come on.
No.
Can we do a parade? You can still be invisible, Will. You just have to hold my hand invisibly. Or, you can be the end
Will,
of the chain.
Well, Will, you're invisible right now. So do you not see your reflection in any of the mirrors, even the weird, bizarro one?
Oh, yeah, I guess I wouldn't be seeing myself. Nope, I don't see myself at all.
All right, Will, we're going to close our eyes. You guide us out. Here, take my hand. It's covered in mustard stains.
I prestidigitate it. And then I put Rafina's hand in your hand. I still don't take your hand.
You press Tata's hand and you realize Roscoe is just severely jaundiced.
Yeah, we've been making all these mustard jokes.
He's he has serious
medical problem.
He's so jaundiced his clothes are jaundiced.
With the amount of drinking he does, like
oh god,
Jesus, Roscoe.
You make a note of that for later.
We have healers. I just don't say anything yet. I bring Rafina over and I'll put Rafina's hand in Roscoe's hand and be like, Bathwack, just walk this way. You don't want to hold hands with him. Come on, guys. Just follow my voice.
We're going to put... But you're invisible.
My voice isn't...
Yes, but we might run into things still. Okay, just go slowly.
I'll hold Rafina's hand if she wants.
Oh.
I win.
and
it's tiny.
Is Bathwax stuck in a...
Remember
I know.
How tiny She's Rafina's
so
hand
tiny.
Is?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Am I supposed to hold Will's hand? Oh, wait, I'm holding Rafina's hand. What am I doing?
I'm holding Roscoe and Will's hand, so you have to hold Roscoe's hand.
Sure.
Yes, that's the only option. Come on.
Will only has one hand.
I have no hands. Do not attempt to grab any hands. Let's go.
Especially if you miss, since he's invisible.
Right. Oh, God.
So do you have a strategy, or are you just trying to find your way to something that looks like a way out of this hell?
Oh, I guess we don't have a strategy.
How is that not a strategy?
They're all following.
We
no,
just,
I'm
mean,
asking
great
Will.
Strategy.
Oh, you I guys, I got you find... guys. You're yeah. holding onto Will's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking Will if yeah. Will is just kind of navigating through or...
Yeah, jeez.
I don't know how not seeing your evil reflection is going to help.
Yeah.
Well, figure out which mirrors are...
It's less distracting, I guess
so.
Is the idea.
Yeah, like I can. Yeah, I guess.
I thought also that like seeing those weird corrupt reflections was a part of us like getting lost in the like our gaze was getting lost in the distance or something.
That was you. You totally no. It was cool. No, it was like he was hypnotized by his younger self. He like purposefully made that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
to follow to go into the room.
I'll say that you know you with this you leading the way and you without having these alter yous to contend with. You know, it's just a fucking mirror maze. Like you can see where. Things are and are not once you're, you know, calmed down and not fighting a diamond monster. And yeah, eventually it takes longer.
So the
than...
thing that was happening before doesn't happen this time.
Not
where
to you.
It looked like I was perceiving it as somebody was potentially moving mirrors or something like that. And that doesn't happen this time. It's just much simpler. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I feel like I wouldn't be as worried and I would probably be able to.
I mean, it takes you have to hold Rafina's hand longer than you would like, but you eventually wend your way through and you find yourself in the upper right corner of this maze thing. And there's a little sort of half height door in front of you that you would have to kind of crouch through.
Mm.
Oh, you found it, Will.
Yeah, I found it. What is this, the garbage chute? What the fuck is this? What does it look like? What's the door? Is it wooden?
Yeah, it's like a little door with a little handle, but it's just half the height of like a normal door.
Yeah, for garbage. Okay. Who's going to open this thing? Roscoe, hey, you want to get shot some more by some tranquilizer darts or whatever happened to you before?
Wait, haven't the other doors that we've encountered been kind of similar to this as we have moved from room to room?
Yeah, it's all a similar construction. It's not...
Okay.
Yeah,
size
we've gone
wise?
From Art Deco to Gothic. But it's about half the height of a normal door. You haven't really come across one like this. Though I guess it's similar to the height of the one that was hidden
there was
behind
the door.
Yeah, that's
one.
The one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Yep, similar, similar size.
I mean, if you guys want me to try the door, I can. I'm going to check it for traps, though.
Go right ahead.
Good idea.
All right, here I go, checking for traps.
Can I help him with that check, too? Can I check for traps? What role is that?
What role are you doing, Bathwack, Roscoe?
It seems like investigation to me, even though I don't have...
Yeah, so you can do that.
I step back to let Roscoe do it, but I also I roll shittily. 11. I mean, it's not terrible, but 11.
Yeah.
Oh, better no. You got a 3.
Yeah, you guys don't see any traps.
We're trapped.
Okay. Yeah, I think we probably got through all the trap parts. I mean, carnivals are notoriously underfunded. I doubt that they would be able to afford more traps. You know, so yeah, I'll just open this up with my foot on the knob.
Be careful, Roscoe.
I think you're making that up, but I appreciate the reassurance. Thank you.
All right, so you kick open the door. It's not locked or anything like that. And beyond, you see, speaking of garbage, you see a chute.
Oh.
I just said the garbage chute. That's funny. Like a ladder? Like a slide?
Like
is what
a slide.
I meant. I was thinking of shoots.
Like a garbage ladder. ladders, you throw garbage down.
It was the first word that popped in my head. I meant the slide. That's so funny. Okay, so it is a slide.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
It's like lit with like, it's kind of like you in character wouldn't know this term, but like black lit. Like,
oh my gosh.
Weird, crazy, vibrant colors down into, you know, it like kind of curves away from you. You're not sure where it leads. It's pretty steep, though.
Will immediately turns around and looks at Rafina before she can look through the door. And he's like, Rafina, he might turn. He turns on invisible for this. He turns down. He says, Rafina,
I
don't just jump down. There's a slide there. Calm yourself down. I know you're very excited, but let's not just hurl our bodies down this chute. There could be a
you
monster.
You hear behind you, Roscoe. Whee! He's jumped down.
Amazing. I hoped that would happen. I love it. Oh, it's so great.
All right, Roscoe's gone.
Okay, Rafina, at least wait until we hear whether he screams in pain or is still laughing. Can we hear?
Maybe there's a splash.
They're gonna wait.
It's urine.
What's at the end of the slide?
Hello, I'm from Norton.
I forgot. That's amazing.
Yeah, you just hear his scream of joy fade off into the distance.
Oh my God, that's a long slide.
Oh no! Does anyone have a way to talk to him? He's so far away now.
I
text him.
Okay, a creature within range. Okay, yeah, that's 120 feet. So I point around where I think he might be. Roscoe?
You're pointing up. That's a bad
Yeah, I don't
guess.
Know how slides work. Will never had fun ever in his whole life.
He's picturing a slide that goes down and then shoots up into a
nice
jump that yes. leads off into a shark pit.
I mean, I'm trying to talk to Roscoe, I guess.
120 feet?
All right, Roscoe. Turn it on over. There you go.
In your head, you are going to send you a message.
Wait.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, the slide just keeps on going. Wee! I'm kind of getting tired of saying wee. Maybe I'll try a different vowel. Why, gods, why?
I love that vowel. That's my favorite vowel. A-E-I-O-U and sometimes why, God, why? So what message do you try to send to Roscoe?
Oh, I say Roscoe. That's it. That's what I'm
right,
trying
Roscoe,
to...
Roscoe, in your head, you hear Roscoe in Will's voice. And I sent you a message in terms of where you are.
Will, is that you?
Yes. Are you alive?
I think so.
Are you in danger?
Can I look around to see if I see anything dangerous?
Yes. Yep.
6. Jeez. Well, I just sent down a big slide and it was really steep. So but you know, I would prepare at least a few different sounds for the way down. But You know, there's a pit down here. It's a big circular room. And I see a bunch of colorful plastic balls.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Balls. Oh, no. Rafina, balls. There's balls down there.
I hate it.
What? It's very Roscoe's
freaking out. Roscoe's freaking out.
I mean, I don't see anything that could harm us, but the balls.
He doesn't like ball pits. He doesn't like them. We have to help him. Rafina dives head first.
Rafina! I try to grab her before she just jumps down.
All right, give me
I'm gonna use my boots of flying and just go after her.
Okay.
Just try to grab her ankle so she isn't just going
give
down.
Give me a dexterity check.
Okay.
Rafina, give me a dex.
Wait, so let me understand. So Rafina's trying to jump down. Will's trying to grab her ankles and stop her.
Yeah. Yes, right, because right. He's just like, don't just throw yourself down a pit.
And I'm barreling into the both of them to jump down the slide.
We all got tumbling. I mean, Will down.
Crit fail
party.
I guess that makes sense. I love it. I love it so much. Me trying to stop Rafina from having fun, and then Bathwack crashes into us, and we all jumble down the
seat. Oh, yeah, Rafina's having a great time.
Oh, she's ahead of us? It's just me
and
Bathwack.
Yeah, you missed her because Bathwack plowed into you.
Okay,
so she's just sliding down, having a grand old time.
We have to do our
sounds. You guys are tumbling down.
Ooh, ow! Ooh, 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 ah!
That's your sound. My sound is wee!
You have to prepare a few of them. Oh, wait, did I roll the right thing I did? Well, yes, I did the
yeah,
wrong
you did
thing because I did advantage.
With advantage, but I'll count the first one. It doesn't matter. Will rolled a
I
one.
Did a, okay, because I did a check and Will did a save. Is that what you asked for? I can't remember.
The other way around. You guys both fucked up, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay, good. Then we're even.
So, yeah, after an interminable amount of time, you guys find yourself.
An interminable amount of time.
It's
Roscoe's
eons.
Pressed up. Roscoe's pressed up, like against the wall, like just shivering.
Aww,
he really yeah. hates the ball pit.
You guys find yourself in a large circular room filled with colorful plastic balls. The ceiling is curved. It seems like you're almost maybe in like a dome. And from what you can tell, the pit is very deep. Like, you're not standing on the bottom. You're kind of just suspended in these balls.
Oh, wow. So we don't need... There's no floor. We're just in balls.
Oh, so many balls. Would...
And you don't see any obvious exits aside from the hole you shot out of.
So your feet are sinking? And like, you're not able to feel the ground? Is that
you're
right?
You're not... You don't feel like you're in quicksand. You're just kind of suspended in these balls.
Oh, balls. Just my luck.
Bathwack, get
kind
Mr.
Of
Lucky Balls. Fly him above the balls.
Vibrant colors.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, Will just asked me to do something. I suppose I'm contractually obligated to do it.
You so aren't, but thank you.
Will doesn't say that. KT
Will
does
not say
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, also, I'm right next to Roscoe, so...
And look at how sad he is.
Yeah. Roscoe, let's take you up here so you can think a little better. Also, let's see if there's a way out up.
Okay. Carry me, friend.
Oh. All right. Let's see. How should I grab Roscoe? Is it like a, like, it's like under his arms, like, you know, with his back to me? Is that kind of what we're doing?
He's still got a very sturdy string coming out of his coat. You could probably just grab him by the string and... pick him up that way.
I like the idea of him just kind of spinning. Yeah.
Like,
back,
a Mission Impossible situation.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to try and see how strong this coat is.
I mean, it's a coat that Will had, like, had cast mend on. So I think the string itself is pretty sturdily, like, connect, like, that part was mended. It's just the loose part of it that, like,
that you pulled out.
Unseen servant took advantage of.
I can grab you by the coat. That's fine. I'll haul you up.
Cool.
Does it seem like anything is moving in the balls or anything? That is what, if it looks, it's a perception. Like a sea of balls. I mean,
it's
that's
a
what,
sea of balls.
As Roscoe's being lifted out of the walls, that's what Will is looking for. Perception. Boop. What is my roll?
I don't know yet.
Terrible.
A total
okay.
Of four.
Ugh, you know what? I shouldn't use a luck point. I've used a bunch already. Oh, shoot.
You're not lucky anymore.
This is bad. All right. Well, at least it seems completely safe
see it.
Down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it seems fine.
Can't go wrong with this weird substance that we don't know what the fuck is plastic. Is it really plastic? Like, does plastic exist in our land? Who makes the plastic?
Substance.
Mr. Crumplemeyer?
Probably.
Did Will invent plastic? Did Rafina? Rafina discovered a plastic mine.
It's goat hooves.
I work in polymers.
Well, as Roscoe's being lifted up, he's going to say, yeah, these all definitely look like plastic balls. I don't know if you guys are familiar with plastic, but it's a new thing, and it's a big thing. One time at a party, somebody was talking to me, and they said, one word, plastics.
Ploystics. It doesn't really
What's
work.
I had just graduated from
the graduate
Soikitz College.
Oh, I knew a movie that Katie didn't.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
I've only seen that one once, like 15 years ago, I feel like. Oh, gosh.
That's a Pink Floyd movie, right?
So proud of myself.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.